Learn how to do psychometry. Want to learn a great opener for giving psychic readings? Learn how to do psychometry and successfully divine objects that once belonged to others. Or, read objects belonging to the living or recently deceased. Bonus reading. Psychometrist reveals Custer's last stand. Read this chilling account of what the soldiers and Indian braves experienced and felt at the Battle of Little Bighorn. Contained in audio recording part 2. This battle, also known as Custer's Last Stand, is revealed by one amazing psychometrist. He describes the thoughts of soldiers in a desperate fight for their lives. Be right there during the conflict. I promise that it will give you chills. But first, read what psychometry is and later how to do it in part 3. The art of psychometry is also known as clairtangency. Psychometry, also known as clairtangency, is a form of divination practiced since the time of the ancient Egyptians and perhaps before. Psychometry is an ability which can be learned. People who perform psychometry channel information about previous owners of objects, and even an object's history. In a nutshell, psychometry is simply the interpreting of the vibrations contained within in an object or place. More to the point, psychometry allows users to sense the atmosphere of a place and also gives hints of spirits that linger. The word psychometry was coined by Joseph Rhodes Buchanan in 1842. Buchanan posed the theory that everyone leaves a vibration or trace resonance on the objects they own and handle. Where does the word psychometry come from? To begin with, the word psychometry stems from the Greek words for spirit, soul, and metron, meaning measure. In fact, the classical Greeks used psychometry often for prophesying events by gazing into the innards of animals. How psychometry works. People that practice psychometry hold objects in the palm of their hand, usually smaller objects, or place their hand on an object and begin to glean information from it. The sensitive, or psychometrist, can pick up on the vibration, or electromagnetic impulses, emitted from various objects held or simply gazed at. Additionally, the energy contained within and around an object is called a force field imprint. This is also termed psychic trace. Significantly, this happens when an individual experiences extreme emotional stress and instills a strong emotional imprint into an object they're carrying or wearing. Importantly, imprints may reveal themselves to the adept as a series of pictures, movies, or the intense emotions felt while in possession of the owner. Psychometry used in psychic archaeology and criminology. Surprisingly, psychometry is used in psychic archaeology and psychic criminology. For example, a psychic investigator holds a picture of a missing person and can reveal what happened to that person. In fact, they may even describe the last moments of a victim's death. Without a doubt, amazing cases are documented where a psychic helped solve a crime. Psychometry has many uses. Not all uses of psychometry have to do with a grim crime or major catastrophe. Common everyday objects which were once beloved and constantly worn by a person give off a great deal of information regarding them. Significantly, it's as if the thoughts and emotions are encapsulated in the object. As mentioned, individuals might bring in rings, earrings, watches, and even articles of clothing for a psychic to get trace psychic impressions. Listen to part 3 for how to do psychometry.